Is Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The first full daf here in Agoza Lumachil. We're on Kuf Yud Aleph Mabeis. This is the horror from yesterday. The line about my Gemara was that I have plenty of Gemaras Bamatzia, but the Gemara with all of my notes in it that has been missing for 4 or 5 years. So with my name in it, but the Vel Hashem Siyata Deshmaya. Okay, here we go. Kuf Yud Aleph Mabeis. We are a couple of lines up. We just quoted the Machlokes. We had Rav Chisda's comment on the Mishnah. We had Rami Barchama's comment on the Mishnah. How do we look at the Rishus of a Yorish? Is it a Rishus Alokeach? Do we say Brakara Davuha? How do we look at that change of Rishus? And the last point we discussed was the fascinating issue of defending people's Torah. And Rava said that when he dies, Rav Oshi is going to come out to greet him because of all the Torah that he defended and explained of Rav Oshi. And there was a merging of the neshamas, as was discussed by the Meshech Chachma in Bereishis Parachav Aleph and the Sefer Chasidim. Interesting Ha'aris. Okay, now let's get back to the Braisa that was quoted. Rava quoted the Braisa to help publicize Rav Oshia's Shita. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, about 6 lines up from the bottom, on Kuf Yud Aleph Mabeis. So the Braisa said, Ein Hagzela Kayemes Peturin. The Braisa says that if the Goslin steals something and then it goes to his children and it is no longer there, existent, so the children are Pater. So Neima Devi Tifter Rav Chisda. Is this a kash on Rav Chisda who said, commenting up above on our Mishnah, Gozov Lonus Yashua Bailim, then Yigzal could take from either one. So Gemara says, no. Avlacha Rav Chisda, Kitanya Hilacher Yeush. Rav Chisda would say that Bryce is talking about after Yeush. After Yeush, there's Yeush and Shini Rishus, and therefore there wouldn't be a Chiv on the children. Amar Mar, so what about the other line? Gzela Kayemes Chayavin Lashalim, Nemi Tevi Tifter Drami Rachama. So what, isn't that a kash on Rami Barchama? Because if it's there, the Braisa says it has to be returned. Rami Barchama says, once it changes Rishus, there's Yeish and Shini Rishus, so it does not have to be returned. No, he was in the Braisa talking about before Yeish. So therefore, there wouldn't be a kasha on Rava or on Rami Barchama. And as we alluded to yesterday, remembering back one of the sugyas that we discussed in the 7th parak, the relationship between Yeush and Shini Rishus. Right? We discussed this at length, really, on Samach Ches Amid Aleph. Rabbeinu Peres there has 2 days about whether the Seder being Ma'akev or not, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Yeush has to be before the Shini Rishus or it doesn't matter. And the Achronim explain that that's about the way Yeush and Shini Rishus works. Even though we say Yeush Kedi, let's say we hold Yeush Kedi does not work by itself. Yeush doesn't work, but Yeush with Shini Rishus, if he had, he was Misyayish, and then it changed Rishus, so then that would be enough to be nikne it to the third party. So why is that? So there are different ideas. Do we say that Yeush itself is really the Koveya? Yeush is the Koveya. You take literally, Yeush is really Kona. But the problem is that there is an issue of Bi'isura Asiliyade, that it came to his hand illegally. So right when it gets to someone else's hands, so then it did not come to that second person's hand illegally. He wasn't motzi et mei rishus haganav, hanignav. So therefore, the yeush then is able to be chal. But really, the yeush is the kone. So then you might say that there might be an order issue. We have to work out the lumdus. Or do you say, no, it's more of a team effort. The Yeush and the Shini Rishus both perform different functions. Maybe Yeush, you can say it in various ways. Maybe Yeush removes the Chiyuf Hashava, and the Shini Rishus removes the Isur Asel Yadeh, then maybe the order wouldn't make a difference, because they're both performing different functions, and it doesn't matter which one. One is not a T'nai for the other one. And there might also be an issue, a Nafka Mina, whether we even see the middleman. When we say Yeush works, and Shini Rishus works, so is the Nignav being makne that to the third party directly, or is it going through the Ganav? So that also could be a difference in terms of how you view how Yeush and Shini Rishus works, right? Is it only, the Ganav really has no rights to it, or the Ganav has rights, but... So depending on your formulation, again, nafka mina, what if you can work against the will of the ganav, right? Is there what about no sin matana? There's no sin matana to a, the Ksos talks about, not just no sin matana, to a katan. There's a third party katan. Does that work for Yeush and Shini Rishus? That's what the Ksos discusses in Shin Samach Beis Aleph. Nistapakti, benosan hagzela la'achar hayeush la'katan bimatana. Im akatan konos, but Yeush v'shini rishus. Why? Umshiv the katan in a konim in al Torah elahechi shadas acheres makne. So is this called, amazing question, das acheres makne? Do you say memela the kinyan, the kinyanim of the nigzal kind of have disappeared? He's been mesalik himself, or is there a real kinyan being done here that could have an afkamina? According to the Rishonim that say that a katan can be kona daraisa if there is another rishus, if there is another person pushing into his rishus, dasacharis makneh, is this dasacharis makneh? So that's the question of the ksos, and also that might be have an afkamina depending on how you look at their relationship between Yeush and Shinui Rishus. Okay, again, this is one of the sugyas that relate, along with the ones back in the seventh parak. So now we continue, though, top line, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ravada Bar Ava Masni Lala Rami Bar Chama Aha. Our Gemara had Rami Bar Chama commenting on our Mishnah. Rami Bar Chama, he made the comment, Rishus Yoresh Kirishus Lokeach Dami. And therefore our Mishnah is Shinui Rishus. But others, Ravada Bar Ahava, had his comment on the following source, which we already had also earlier once in the Masechta, earlier in the previous parak, in the ninth parak. Aha, hiniach lenavi and Moshe ribis. If their father left them ribis money, there was a man who took ribis, who took interest, and he died. And now his children have that money. Do they have to return the money? Says the Braisa, Ava bisha yodin shein shal ribis, ein chayavan lahachsir. Even if they know it's ribis money, they do not have to return it. Ribis is a personal chiyuv, as the Gemara is going to say. But Rami Bar Chama generalizes this. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Zosomeres, he doesn't say it's a ribis issue, it's a general issue. Why don't they have to return it? Rishus Yoresh, Kirishus Lokeach Dami. Maybe the Rishus Yoresh is Kirishus Lokeach, and therefore the children are like a different party, and therefore they do not have to return it to the one that ribis was taken from, to the Love. So the Rami Bar Chama has his comment on there. Rava Amar, no. This halacha, this brisa, does not have to mean in general that Rishus Yoresh is Gerushus Lokeach Dami. Usually Rishus Yoresh is Lav Gerushus Lokeach. And there wouldn't be parallels between buying it and yarshining it. And there can be differences in halacha between the two. Vishaini hacha, but here is different. Ribis is different. To Amar Kra al Titach Meito Neshech Vitarbis. Don't take the ribis from him, but the end of the pasuk is what's crucial here. Vecheyachich imach. And he will live with you. Ahadir le, give it back to him, kihechi denechi bahadach, so that he will be able to live with you. Ledide kamaser le rachmana, lebre lo kamaser le rachmana. Only to him does the Torah have the special chiyuv, but not to his children. The Rashba says, befeirish, that the diak is on the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk. Al tikach meito, neshef asarbis doesn't give away anything. Right, but it's the end of the pasuk, right? Kashuli, the Rashba asks, before we know the answer, Im kain, af bigzela no mar kain. Toksiv heish of agzela shar gazal. Lidide azir rachmana, lebre lo azir rachmana. If there's just a tzivui ha-Torah, don't take from him, which sounds like it's talking back to the a guilty party, so to bagzela. Answer, v'nir ali, da seifa tekra kasamech, tekhsiv achei achichi imach, demine darshinan, beferak izeo neshech, ahadur le kiyechi denechi badach. To keep it to me, we'll get back to this, but let's just mention it though, because it's mentioned here. Because he gave it willingly, he the Lovik gave it willingly, the Torah only says that the person who got it has to give it back. Every Jew has an obligation to help this person stand on his own. But the children have no more chiyuv than anyone else, they are not a stand-in for their father. There is an interesting machlokes rishonim. The Rama says here, the Rama, quoted in the Shid Mukubet, says, what happens if the father loaned the money with ribis, but it was the children that collected the money? It was the father's loan, but the children collected it. Would you even say there that the children are putter because it was the father made the arrangements of the ribis? What are the children? The children, just like the guy came and paid them. What the children do? The Rama seems to say that even there the children are pater. Says the Rama right here in the Shita, Vishaminan mina diinami shakol mine ravisa dahayvale la avuhon. Even if they took the ribis, that it was to their fathers. Gavi lovev vishakluhu inhu basar misas avuhon midaite delove lo machayvi la dure. Wow, an even bigger chiddush. Not only if the father collected the ribbis, do they not have to return it, even if they collected the ribbis, but it was their father's loan. The father made the arrangements of the ribbis. The hakra b'shas l'kicha koi, because the pasuk's talking about at the time of the l'kicha, of the v'kamar Allah de l'brei lo azri rachmana, ba'al tikach. Right, the son is not mitzuveh in al tikach. The pasuk's... Tikach is the ribbis. But he said the pasuk's... They're taking it, but that's the point. The pasuk is saying to the father, the children do not have the chiyuv to return it. But if the father made the arrangements, that's how he's learning the pasuk, then it would be okay. The question is this really true? And what would be the, is this really what the Rama is saying in the Shidduch Kubetzes? Or even if it is, are there, would we argue on it? So the Achronim discussed this at length, specifically that even if you want to say that they're not usher within the ribbis, but they're usher mishum lifnei iver. Right, the loveh, as we know, also has an isra of ribbis. There's not only an isra of taking ribbis, there's an isra of giving ribbis, there's an isra of being witnesses on the ribbis shtar. There are many isurim related. So some of the achronim say that even if there's no isra ribbis per se, there's an isra of lifnei iver, and the Rama just means that you don't violate the isra of al tikach, because al tikach is going, don't take for the one who arranged it. But the children aren't included in the isra of not taking, but they're included in the isra of lifnei iver. And there are other ways, maybe the Rama doesn't read it, the Chlitsha Reb Shmuel says maybe the children are not allowed to take it, it just means that if the Lova came and gave it to them, without their asking, so then maybe that's where there's no Isser, but if they're discussing whether to take it or not, of course they're not allowed to take it. Either way, I'll just finish the next couple of lines and then we'll comment on Ribbis. So we have two suggestions in the Gemara, Rami Bar Chama either commenting on our Mishnah, saying on our Mishnah, the children who have stolen money from their father do not have to return it because Rishus Yorish Ki Rishus Lokei Aftami, or is Rabbi Rachama commenting on the Ribbis context that the children don't have to return it. So says the Gemara, we're going to go with our Girsa. Rishonim, the Bach here, has the opposite Girsa, but we're going to go with our Girsa. Rashi also has both. But let's just do with ours. Manda Masila Braisa, according to the one who learns Rami Brachama on the Braisa, that Rishus Yoresh Kirishus Lokeachtami, and they don't have to return the ribbis, Kol Shkena Masisim, would surely say it on the Mishnah, where there, it wasn't even given willingly, and there's no reason for us to think differently about the Mishnah. Manda might be, why? Because what would you have to say that it's a case, Stafka, where, Ochlam, right, what did Rava say? Maybe Rishus Yoresh Lavka, Rishus Lokeach, and it's not there anymore. You wouldn't want to limit the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about all cases. So if you say it on the Braisa, you would surely say it on the Mishnah. Aval, ma damasi la masisan, but if you have it on the Mishnah, if you have Rami Racham on the Mishnah, maybe he wouldn't say it on the Braisa. Aval la Braisa, Rami Racham, karevas masila, maybe he would hold that ribbis is unique. Right? That's not limiting the Braisa in any way to only talking about a case of, oh, it's there, it's not there. So that's why, even if you have Rabbi Rachama's comment on the Mishnah, maybe on the Braisa, you wouldn't be forced, you wouldn't have that limud, because maybe he holds about the uniqueness of ribbis based on the pasuk. Tosfos says, on top, Afalpi, the Braisa said that even if the children know that it's ribbis, they don't have to return it. Asks Tosfos, Yim Tomar, the Heichi medaktik mina, di kirishus lokeach dami, di afilo lav kirishus lokeach dami, asi shabrit di peturin. Why does Rabbi Chama automatically learn, at least in the first line, that is Kirushus Lokeach? Even if not, they should be putter. Why? Tosfos here is highlighting the uniqueness of the Avera of Ribbis. Again, fifth parak of Bamitzia, that's where the major issues of Ribbis are, Ezeho Neshech. But Tosfos here in one line is already highlighting something that comes up over and over again. Kivan to be das nasan lo. Less nu gabe b'toras gzela ela b'toras halva v'lakachin chayevan lahachzir demil v'alpet in a gove mena yarshim. Tosfos says, wait a minute, ribbis is different than all the other averis. Even though, and again, this is a crucial line, the Gemara in Bamitzia in the beginning of Ezeho Neshech has a very illustrative line on Daf Samach Aleph Amebeis. The Gemara there is going into sources for the related isurim, and the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Lama, interesting that it's Rava too. Rava here argued on Rama Chama. Amar Rava. Lama li dekasav rachmana, lav beribis, lav begezel, lav ba'una'a. The Gemara asks in the Havamina, what do you need a separate Aveira for in all these cases? Ribis, ona'a, ripping people off, gezel, it's all basically the same thing. And then the Gemara goes into its Srichasa, why we need each of these. And the Gemara says, Dika de Rachmana Lava Ribis, if you only had the Aver by Ribis, I would have thought, well, maybe only that's Asr, because that's a Chiddush HaTorah, Dafilu Belove Asr Rachmana, because that's even Asr to give, not just to take. So that's why you can't just have that, because we would have thought, oh, that's a separate, unique Aveira. Vika de Rachmana Lava Gezla, if you'd have only had Gezla, I would have thought, because that's against his will. Ona'a and Ribis are given willingly. Avobana'im alo. Vika de Rachmana Lava Ona'a, and if you only said Ona'a, oh, only Ona'a is Asr, Mishum Delo Yada de Machil. Because there, the guy doesn't even know he's being ripped off. But the others, obviously. So the Gemara is Kamash Molan, that's why you need all of them. So after the dust settles, so are they related Isurim, or are they unique Isurim? But the way Ribis is unique is that it's giving willingly, not under false pretenses. It's not like, oh no, where a person thinks he doesn't realize it. Ribis is given willingly. I want this loan, so I'm ready to give you extra money back. So that makes it a different kind of Aveira. And that's what Tosfos is highlighting. Tosfos is saying, even without Yerushas Yerushas Lokeach Dami, right? Even if you want to say he's just like in the father's Mishos, but remember, he gave it willingly. So maybe that's why the children don't have to return it. Answer, says the Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, T'yaf Agav D'midas Nasnam Lo, Isnu Gavei Vitaras Gzela. Boom. Even though it was given willingly, it was as if it's given kekezel. Dahave kinesina bitaus, because it was like a mistaken giving. Delo nasan l'shem matana ela b'toras ribis umikri gzela be'ena. It's called gzela. Kivan shamos ba'en v'yichayavan lahachzir ilav the kerushus lokeach tami v'avishini rishus. You would have to give it back just like a stolen item. So Tosfos sounds like, fascinating, the act wasn't an act of gzela, but the result is gzela money. That's what Tosfos says, right? It's given, even though it wasn't given as Gzela, it's by him as Gzela. Because we can look at it, once he has it as he was given it, it was an Asina Betos. So this is the issue by Ribis, the lumpest issue by Ribis. And that is its relationship to Gazel and how unique it is. The Ritva there in beginning of Ezeo Neshech discusses this, where he discusses this issue about children after paying back, and also the discussion in the Rishonim, could a person be Mochel? You can be Mochel Gzela, right? We just discussed that. Maybe you can't be Mochel Gezel Ager, right? A couple of days ago we discussed that Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, based on the Tosfos, over here on Kuf Yudam Abes. The Tosfos and whether you can be Mochel Gezel Ager. But generally we assume you can be Mochel Gezel. Right, that's the Mishnah earlier we had on Kuf Gimel or so. Machal ala Karen or Machal ala Chomesh. Could you be Mochel Ribis? Could you Mochel Ribis? Yeah, I want to give it to you anyway. Or let's say you have my Ribis and you say, oh, I want to give it back. No, keep it, it's okay. Are you allowed to be Mochel Ribis? Is that any different than being Mochel Gezel? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. That's what the Ritva here discusses, Samach Aleph Amid Beis in Baba Metzia. So he quotes the Machlokas Rishonim, and then the Ritva quotes, V'tama Dvarim Omer Mari, D'Tfias Ribis Lohavi Kishar Tfias V'Gezel V'Ona V'Chayotze Bahen, D'Islayal Chavri Shibin Mamon. This is a crucial Ritva, which is the Chachmei Sfarad's idea. The tfiya of ribis, when a person says, give me back my ribis, that is not like any other type of tfiya of gezel and ona'a. Ribis is different. There is no shibud mamon. If you have my stolen item, then you are meshubit to me. If you have my ona'a, you rip me off, then there's a shibud. But by ribis, there's no shibud. Right? You have my money that I gave you willingly. There's no shibud of your property. No. The Torah is machadesh that you need to give it back. Ela chiyuv hu shechiyuv akasiv lahachzir iser shebala. Right, that's a chiddush. Teiden, what's the proof? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ribis kitzutze in a Yosef adayanim v'gamla devriyakol imeis banav pturin. If there's a sheba nechasim, why aren't the children chayiv? Ela v'davar misuyam v'nekfod aviyim bevan. Unless it's something that is obviously belonging to the others, which is covered for their father to return it. V'ilu b'gezel v'una'a banav chayavim kishin yechach v'yach nechasim. If there's karka, he has to give it back. U'bevada, and maybe, this is arguing Bali Tosfos wouldn't say this. Tosfos, it sounds like it turns into gezel. Maybe there would be a shibud. The Ritva says no. U'bevada at the time of Kita Amran. T'chiyuva d'rami alei rachmanahu. Right, it's on him. Maybe this is more of a shi achi of l'shamayim than an iser ben adam l'chaveiro, and therefore it is okay. What's another raya isn't quoted here, but the other raya is the shita of what about by a guy? We pass him gezel akam is aser. I'm not allowed to steal from a non-Jew. Right? What about ribbis? That's allowed. And not only is allowed, the Rambam counts it, and the Chinuch counts it as a mitzvah asay d'oraisa. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? Not a mitzvah asay. The Rambam says, it is a mitzvah. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? Why is it a mitzvah? Explains the Chinuch. Explains the Ramban, similar concept by Shemitas Ksafim. The answer is, because ribbis inherently isn't wrong. Is it wrong? That's how money works. Money makes money. If you live in my house, if I rent you a house, you pay me for it. If you use my money, you pay me for it. Inherently, it's not usser, right? Every nation in the world does it. But you know what? If it's your brother borrowing money, don't charge him interest. So, fellow Jews, the Torah has a higher standard. Don't charge interest. But if we don't charge interest to anybody in the world, right? If we treat our brothers just like strangers, so then there's nothing unique about the relationship between Jew and Jew. That's why the Torah does it. If there's something inherently evil, it's usher to everybody in the world. But ribbis is not inherently evil. The Torah is mechadesh, that you have to give it back, that you shouldn't take it from a fellow Jew. And that's why you need the mitzvah of la'akum in order to emphasize and to highlight the other iser, but not that it is inherently a problem. Okay, that's just a little bit related to ribbis, and Beit Hashem, we'll come back to that in the future. Says the Gemara, now Tanur Rabbanan, let's go weiter. Tanur Rabbanan agozel, machal esbana, patur mil shalim. Now we have brises related to the case of our Mishnah. Somebody steals, gives it to his kids, no longer there, patur mil shalim. Hiniach lefnehem, if he gave it to them, and it's still there, gedolim chayavan l'shalim, katanim patur mil shalim. Gedolim have to give it back, katanim do not. We'll have to see, this is a shita of sumchis, which is going to come up as a little bit later, that even if it's there, katanim have no obligation. V'im amru gedolim, but if the gedolim say, ein anu yodin cheshbono shechashav avinu imcha, we have no idea whether our father maybe paid you back already or not, or something, peturin, so then the gedolim are also pater. Says the Gemara, mishum ta'ami, ein anu yodin peturin. Why is that? The other guy is a shema, the children are the other guy is a bari, the children are shema. Bari v'shema bari adif. Amarav ha'achi kamar. No, this is what it means. Gedolim sha'amru yodin anu cheshbonos shechash avinu imcha v'lo pashlecha gabei v'lo midi peturin. If the gedolim say, no, we know for sure that our father already made up with you and he doesn't owe you anything anymore, so then they are pater. Why are they pater? Why do they have power? Little Tosfos, 2 days, v'lo pashlecha gabei. Tosfos first says, migu shayuchol lomar hechzarnu lecha. Number one, they could have said, we gave it back. There's no raya that it wasn't given back. Number one, we gave it back. Number two, inami kagon she'ein eide gzela ela hoda'as habanim bilvad. They don't even know that it's, Bezin only knows that it's stolen based on what the children themselves admitted. So it's basically a pesha asar. So if you say that, this also relates to that sugya, whether pesha asar is just a form of migo or not. Tosfos has 2 days here. As if it's two separate ideas. Migo, they could have said this. And number two, well, we only know this from them, which sounds like it's two separate ideas, Pesha Asar and Migu. We discussed that back in the second parak of Maseches Ksubis. Tani Idach Vaita, the next brisa. Hagozol machal esbana b'tur mila shalem, hiniach lefneihem va'achalum. If they also, if he left it to them and then they partook of it, being dolem b'ktanim, chayavin. Even ktanim. Ktanim imachayvi. Ktanim, if a father gave a katan a stolen item and the katan ate it, the katan's chayiv, lo yeyela da'azik azuke. It should be just like a maisa hezek. And what did we learn earlier, back in the Mishnah, pay Zion, ktanim are pturim. They're pturim. When they get older, do they have to pay? That was the Gemara we had in the ninth parak about one of the Amoraim. But why should the ktanim pay? Amar papa hachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Hiniach lefneihem vadayin lo achlum. No, it means if it was not eaten, so then they have to pay back even ktanim against the previous brisa, right? But the answer is going to be, this is the Rabbana, not like Sumchas. There's going to be a machlokas tanoim in a case where it's still there, do children have the responsibility? Period. Amar Rava Vaiter. Next related sugya, touching on now, chiyuve she'ela. Hiniach lehem aviyem parasheula. If a father died having borrowed a cow, so now the borrowed cow goes to the children. Mishtam shimba, kol yimei she'ilasa. The children can still use it, kol yimei she'ilasa, as long as they want. The Rishonim here discuss, interestingly, we don't say stam she'ela shloshim yom. We say stam halva'a shloshim yom. But she'ela goes by whatever was agreed upon by the mashil and the shoel. So that's why it says, kol yimei she'ilasa, as long as they agreed, so the children could also do it. We don't say, oh, the shoel died, give it back right away. Children could use it. Mesa, if the animal died, ain chayavin ba'onseha. The children are not chayiv ba'onsin. If the animal died. The Rabbi talks about the chiddush here, that they could use it, but they are not chayiv in onsin. The Rabbi here has two dais. Does this mean even if they actually used it, they might not be chayiv in onsin? Or does the Rabbi see they could use it, but if they didn't use it, they're not chayiv in onsin, but if they actually did use it, those are 2 days in the Rabbi. Yesh mefarshim v'hu shalo nishtamshu ba bisha mesa v'yen. They're only not chayiv in onsin if they haven't used it, but if they used it, they become the sho'olim. And therefore, they are chayiv in onsin. And the Ravid does not agree with that. V'lo nahir. The Ravid says, no, I think it's the bigger chiddush. Even if they actually used it, stepping into their feet of their father as sho'olim, they are not chayiv in onsin. Don't say that hishtamshus and chayiv onsin go together, says the Ravid. But again, it's 2 days here in the Ravid. Vaider, finishing up, kisvurin shel avihem hi. If they thought it was their father's, they didn't know it was borrowed, and they shechted it and they ate it, then they have to pay the minimum amount, which basically means two-thirds, as Rashi says here, they have to pay two-thirds because it was ones, and they have to pay for it. Why do they have to pay for it? Why don't we say adamu ala'olam? Like we had earlier back in the Mishnah? So this was one of Tosfos' rayas. Remember the machlokas we've had five times already. Tosfos and the Rabban. Is adam mu'ad la'olam even by ones gamur? So Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, adam u'ala olam, except by ones gamur, he's pater. Tosfos brought five rayas to this. Chav zayin abeis. This was one of his rayas. Tosfos says there. He says, aval, v'chein v'hagoz al basra. Hiniyak l'mavien v'chulu, v'tavchu v'achlu, m'shal de par bezol. Shekein mashenehenu. They have to pay two-thirds because that's what they got benefit from. They're paying mitzad shenehene. Avo mashe ziku lo da'anusenhen. They had no idea that this was their father's. Right? That was Tosfos. Brings five rayas. This Gemara is one of them. The Ramban and Bamasiya Pebeis says no. Even on his Gemara is potter. And you have to explain all of these that maybe a shomer is different. That's what he explains about a lot of these cases. It doesn't prove anything. Shmira is different than other contexts. So that is why it might not be a right. But either way, this is the Braisa. Seifa of the Braisa. Hiniyach lehem aviyem achrayis nechasim. But if their father left them, karka chayev en l'shalim, then they have to pay. What exactly is that last line going on? Ika demasi la'aresha. Something is going on the resha. The case where the animal died by itself. Ika demasi la'aseifa. Something is going on where they actually shechted it. So, man demasi la'aresha, if you say that the children have to pay back with the father's karka, if the animal just died, kashkana seifa, surely if they shechted it, where they were actively involved, then they would have to pay back with the father's karka. Upliga the rapapa, and that would be against rapapa, who is going to say, by Hashem, in two lines from now, that chiyuv onsin only comes from shasa ones. That's rapapa. But then they should be arguing on rapapa, because the chiyuv onsin came earlier. Right, even if the animal died by itself, the children have to pay back. But if you say that this line of Achrayas Nechasim is only going on the Seifa, where they actively shechted it, but maybe if the animal just died, they would be pater. And that would be similar, that would be like Rapapa, that the Chiyuv Onsin only starts later. The Amar of Papa, because Rapapa says, if a person stole an animal before Shabbos, and then shechted it on Shabbos, so there is no kimle here, chayiv, right? Because he stole it beforehand. Shari shekvar chayiv begeneva kodim shiavo the iser Shabbos. The geneva was beforehand, and now he's chayiv for the geneva, even though he's also chayiv misa. Haisa para shu'ulalo v'tafcha b'Shabbos. But if he's borrowed the para, so on Shabbos when he does the tficha, that's the act of stealing also. While he's mechal Shabbos pater, that is going to be pater because of kimle shi'iser Shabbos v'iser geneva bon ke'echad. But you see there in the second half of Rav Papa's statement, that the chiyuv onsin only kicks in later, and therefore he's chayiv for the time of the ones, and that would be a nafkamina whether the earlier brisa is arguing or agreeing with Rav Papa. Good. So this has to do with you thought otherwise. There was an ones. You have to pay what he got, but the children, even if they didn't know, they have to pay based on what the hana that he got. That's the meibasar bizol. Stop there for a moment. There is a Chashuk Echemed, interesting case, where he discusses the following. There were three boys in a taxi. Shizmini Monitlin Sola Darkan. as they're going in the taxi, they pass by a trempiata, they pass by a place where people are hitchhiking, getting tramps, and they see another, you know, guy, another Ben Ayeshiva, and they said, you know, let's just take him. And they open his, he's like, where are you going? They're like, yeah, just come with us for free. We're paying anyway. Don't worry about it. We're going to the same place. So they, this one guy comes, and he's like, okay, fine. And fine, they get to the place, and the three boys that are coming first say, you know, we're just going to run into the house to get money to pay the taxi. You wait here for a second, we'll be right back. They run in, and kachavi, they ran away. So the guy, the trempist, the hitchhiker, who was supposed to pay nothing, is left there with the taxi driver, right? And the question is, the taxi driver turns to him and says, well, hey, they're gone, they stole from me, but at least you're here, pay me. He says, I'm not paying you. I came in here for free. I was waiting for the tramp. I was waiting to get a lift with somebody. I wasn't ready. I only came in here because of they said. So what's the halacha? Does the guy have to pay? So the Rama says in Choshen Mishpat. So where do you start from? But he says L'Choshen Mishpat. So he says Homer L'Chaver Acholim Me. If somebody says to his friend, you know what? Come on, eat with me. You want to eat with me? And then he says, pay me for what I gave you. Chayav L'Shalim Lo. He has to pay him. But the Shach says, "Im hisminoso leachol b'makom sheyish lo balabayis acher sheochel etzlo b'chinam." If the guy could have eaten somewhere else for free, just that you offered him and he went, "Pater ha'oreach b'shvuas hesis shadaito ayelachol b'chinam." So lechora here, based on that, if you had another place to go for free, so do here. The guy shouldn't have to pay because he was planning to go for free with another person. So says Rav Zilberstein, but maybe not. Ubinyaneinu adin shoneh. Why? Kivat shenaga monit ino lokeach anashim b'chinam. The taxi driver never takes people for free, but the people, the bachurim that hired him, they when they ran, it was nispara lamafreya shehim klal lo sachar asamonit lamafreya. They just did a ma'isa ganeva, and therefore the bachur should have to pay. V'yapsha bachur haya anus, but at least he got hana, right? To make basa bezol. He should have to pay basic amount of how much would a person want to pay to go in the taxi instead of having to wait for a tramp. So he says, Lamaskana, well, you have to know, was the guy in a rush? And was it a busy time of day? How much hanah did he get from the nesia? If he wasn't in a rush and there were plenty of people giving rides, then he shouldn't have to pay anything. Because he didn't really get hanah from this. He could have just waited. Besides, but if he was lachutz and he wanted to get it and it helped him out, then he would have to pay at least something, right? To make basim bezol, as the Gemara says here, you still have to pay mishum hanah. Seeing the Gemara come alive. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, the heishiv is akzela asher gazal mata malomar asher gazal. So we've darshan this pasuk a couple of times over the past couple of prakim. Mata malomar asher gazal yachzir kein shagazal. What does asher gazal mean? You have to give it back as it was at the time that you stole it. Mikan amru, this is why hagozal machlas banav patur milashalim. Right, if you gave it to your kids, patur milash, their patur milashalim. He niach lefan begdolam miktanim. But if it's still there, chayavin. Because that's Asher Gazal. It's still there. Mishum Sumchis Amru, Gedolim Chayavim Ketanim Peturim. Sumchis say, no, Ketanim are Pater. That's the Chiddush of Sumchis. Even if the item is there, Sumchis says, it does not have to be paid back. Period. Now, related story. Bar Chamua, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the son, who was a Katan, of the father-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we have Rabbi Yirmiyah. His father-in-law died. So Rav Yirmiyah wants to get the house, and his brother-in-law, the son, wants to get the house. And the son is a katan. So Bar Chamua, Rav Yirmiyah, Tara, Goli, Ba'api, Rav Yirmiyah, he closed the door in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Closed the door. Aslakam, Rav Yavin. So Rav Yirmiyah didn't want to physically hurt him, so he went to Rav Yavin. Omar, he says, Shalom Toveya! What's he doing? This is mine! Shalom Toveya, he's taking my house. Omar Le, Vaha, Maisina Sadi, Da, I'm sorry. Omar, he went to Rabbi Yavin and says, it's mine. So Rabbi Yavin says to him, Shalom Toveh. He said, no, it's his. It used to be his father's. Omar Levi, Masina Sadi, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I'll bring Edim, the Achziki Bebechayavua, that I was Machzik this house already during the time of his father. Omar Levi answers Rabbi Yavin, Vechimakabal and Edim, Shalom Befrei Baldin. You can't be Makabal Edim if the other party is not there. And a child is not considered there. Top Rashi, v'hai katan, kemandal esadami. and the child is kamandalesa, right? The Baal Din is not here, right? The child. So I'm sorry. Says the Gemara, velo. One second, you really? We just had an abraisa. Even children, if the item is ba'en, you have to give it back. So Amar Lei says, Rabbi Yavin, vari machloke sumchis betzidach. But sumchis says otherwise. Sumchis says a kata doesn't have to give it back. Omar, ech bekuli alma v'koike sumchis, lafkun ledidi, all of a sudden everybody passes like sumchis. What, but the whole world is going to be kafuf and fold over and go like sumchis? I don't understand. Adahachi, meanwhile, ligalgel milsa. So word got out about this big machlokas. Also, matul kamei de Rabbi Yavo, and it came to the bezdin of Rabbi Yavo, and Rabbi Yavo hears about it, then says, Omar lo shami lechu hadar of Yosef bar Chama Omar of Oshia. Didn't you hear about this case? This precedent? Omar of Yosef bar Chama Omar of Oshia. Tinok she takav ba'avadav, a child that literally grabs his avadim. Rashi has 2 days. We'll go with the first day. He grabs his servants to help him go and possess somebody's field. V'yar l'toch sadeh shel chavero. A child goes with his avadim and goes into somebody's field. Amar Shalihu, and says, "Hi, it's mine." Ain omrim nantad shayagdol. We don't say, you know what? You could stay here until he becomes a gadol. No, elamotzin miyado miyad. You remove him right away. Ukishayagdil, and when he gets older, yavi edim venira. Right, and when he gets older, if he wants to bring edim to now possess this field, then he can. But really, we don't say that the katan has these rights. So basically, Rabbi Yavin is saying, we don't pass like sumchis. Right? So Rabbi Yirmi is right. Says the Gemara, no. Mi dami. This isn't comparable to sumchis's case. Hasam hu demafkinan minei delokaimile bachzaka davua. No, that field case that Rabbi Yosi Brachama, Rabbi Oshi was talking about, that's a case we have no prior information that this belonged to the katan. The katan all of a sudden comes along into the field, so there we throw him off the field. But in Rabbi Yirmiya's case, this was his father's field, father's house. The child's, and now the child's there. Lo, so you can't compare that case. Maybe there we pass like sumchis. So the Gemara does not say what the end of the story was, but that is the end of the story, at least recorded in the Gemara. Period. Amar Rav Ashi Amar Rav Shabtai. So on the side it says here that this is not the Rav Ashi that we all know and love, because this is talking about the Gemara is talking about doesn't fit in with the times. So Ulai says on the side Rav Ashi Hakadmon who Osiyuma the Toy Bar Rav Yochanan, or Rav Ashi is only says like the stum of the Gemara later on, but it's not that he quotes Rav Shabtai here. But Amar Rav Ashi Amar Rav Shabtai, also interesting name. Shabtai, right? That's the Beis Shmuel quotes Shabtai in Eben Ezer in Hilchas Gittin. The Beis Shmuel quotes all the names and how to spell names. So you quote Shabtai there also. How do you say the exact spelling for Shabtai? But see here from the Gemara. So Amar of Shabtai, getting into the issue of Bifnei Baldin, Mikablin Edim Shlo Bifnei Baldin. We are able to accept witnesses even not in front of a Baldin, even if the Baldin's not there. Toi Bar Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was tohiba. He literally tohi is like to smell. He's like, he smelled. He's like, what is this? Is this a good? This a correct psak? Tohi bar Rabbi Yochanan. V'chimakabel edim shlo b'fnei baldin. Is that really true? Do we that shlo b'fnei baldin? The Tosfos and Ksubos says, and the Shomer Sefer Halacha references that Tosfos here, that you know various amoraim, we have different phrases that the Gemara uses to describe their comments. So Tahiba goes by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo sometimes has Megadif by Rabbi Yavo. Very strong. But different Lashonos come up by different Amoraim. So here, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you don't accept it? We do. We don't accept Edim, not in front of a Baal Din. So Machlokas. So Kibla Minei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Chanina says, of course we don't. What was that case talking about where we do? Kigon Shahaya Hu Chole. It's where he's sick. Who's the he? Who's the he? So the Ravid again here has 2 days. Is it the Nitva or the Toveya? Which one will we accept Shalom B'fnei Baal Din? Oh, Edom Cholim, or the Edom are sick and we're worried they're going to die. Oh, Shayu Edom Mavashim Lelechem Medina Sayam, or the Edom are leaving. They're not going to be around anymore. V'shalchulo, and they sent to the Nitva, V'lo Baal didn't come, meaning it's a case where it's impossible, where we're worried that the case is going to be lost unless we are Mekabel Edom now. That's where you can be Mekabel Edom, Shalom B'fnei Baal Din. Is there a svara for this? So Pashas, you would say, yeah. Pashas, you would say, what's the svara? So we would say, because if the Baal Din is there, he would have defense, he would be able to argue, maybe like the Chazaka we had a couple of days ago, Eina de Meis Panav, Bifnei Mishal Yodea HaEmes, right, you wouldn't lie, that's what the Baal Din has to be there. But there might be a tinge of Exeris HaKasav also. The Nesivus in Simen Chavches points out the Gemara that we had earlier, that we had a Machlokes Tanoim, a possible Machlokes Tanoim, whether the shore has to be there when you're judging a shore. Whether you're Gomrin Dinos or Shar Shalabafana, do we say Kemises Abayal and Kachmises Ashar? So obviously there, we had a Machlokes Tanoim about that. Is it a formal din of the Baal Din being there, or is it a Svara that we wanted to be able to Taina? The shore is not going to have any Tainas here. Right, so that's why maybe he wouldn't have to be there. He's not a bar tanate. So there is an element of taina, and there's an element of zeras hakasav, whether the Baal Din has to be there. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Vayter, Mekabel Meidim Shelo Bifnei Baal Din. We are Mekabel before Shelo Bifnei Baal Din. And again, we're going to limit it. Amar Ma'ukva, Lididi, Mifishuli Minid Shmuel. What did Shmuel mean when he said, even Shelo Bifnei Baal Din? Not generally, but Kagon de Paschul Levedine. They started the din, and they sent to him, he didn't come. He didn't come. It's already, it's not a regular case. But if they didn't start yet, and they want to be Makabal, and he's not there, maybe he wants to say, I want to go to a different Bezdin. Bezdin Agadol, Rashi, Shebe Eretz Yisrael. I want to go to a different Bezdin. Right? And that's why, if there is that idea, possibility, that the reason he's not there is because he wants to go to a greater, more serious Bezdin, then we do not accept the Edom if he's not there. Tosfos, again, here has two deis. Is that the Nitva, or even the Toveya, or Koshkin the Toveya? Who's allowed to say, I want to go to a different Bezdin? Right? Is it the defendant? Is it the prosecutor? That's Tosfos right here. Pirish Bahag, Umati Nitva, Lish Tamute Bahachi. Vayinir Alomar, Didavka Nitva. Yochol lifter atzmo bekach. Avalo toveya. Rabbeinu Tam says, kol shekein toveya. Right, machlokes. Not only is it machlokes, which direction does it go in? Is it more obvious than the nitva? Is it more obvious than toveya? Today is here in Tosfos. Back to the Gemara though. Ihachi ki paschul einami. What do you mean? So why only before? Even when the din already started. Matzi armo lebezna gadol azilna. Even after the bezna started, could you not say, you know what, I want to go to a higher authority? So Amar Avina could go into Naka Diska mi Bezdin HaGadol. No, it's where the case where the other party has a petek from the Bezdin HaGadol that this Bezdin should judge this case. And that's why you can't switch in that case. Amar Rav, so this was about Kabbalas Edim Shelo Bifnei Baal Din. So what about the following? What about Amar Rav Mekaymen as a Shtar Shelo Bifnei Baal Din? Kiyim Shtaris. We know on a Daraisa level, if there's a star that has Edom signed, that it is a kosher star. Means the Rabbanan instituted a requirement that you need Kiyim Shtaris, which means we need other Edom to verify that these are the signatures of these Edom, or we need the Edom themselves to come and verify that these are our signatures. We need Kiyim Shtaris. So, Rav says that also has to be done only in front, can be done even if the Baal Din, the Mischayev of the star, is not there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Mekayim Nes Hashtar Shalom Bifnei Baal Din. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not allowed because there's a Mischayev here, and you need him to be there. Amar Rav Sheshet Rabbi Yossi Bar Avua, Azbro Lachatayim Rabbi Yochanan. Let me explain, Rabbi Yochanan, why you need the Baal Din there. Amar Kra, V'huad Biv Alav V'lo Yishmerenu. Amar Torah, Yavo Baal Ashar, V'yamar Al Shoro. The person who's Mischayev has to be there. Amar Rav Hilchasa, Mekayim Nes Hashtar Shalom Bifnei Baal Din. V'afilu Omeid V'tzaveach. Even if the guy's screaming and saying it's not true, it's a forgery, that's the why we're being Mekayim the Shtar. Even if he's screaming, Omeid Vitzo, even if he's Omeid Vitzoveach, we do that. V'yamar Nakita Li Zimna Demai Sina Saadi Umarana Li Shtar. What if he doesn't just scream, but he says, wait, I'm going to bring, give me a month, I'm going to bring witnesses to explain that the Shtar is Mizuya forged. Naktina Le. It's fine, we give him that time. Yasa Asa, obviously a time within a reasonable amount of time. If he comes with them, fine. V'ilo Asa, if he doesn't come, Natrina Le Beze Beze. We give him another Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ilo, because that's when Bezdin sits. Ilo Asa. And if he doesn't come by then, after the time that he said, and another Monday, Thursday, Monday, Kasvina Psicha Ilave Tishin Yomen. We write a Rashi Shtar Shamta. We write a document of potential excommunication for not paying back his loans for 90 days. but it's stages. For the first 30 days, we don't actually go down to his property and try to possess it. Maybe he's still trying to borrow money and come. Even the middle 30 days. We're down maybe he didn't find anybody to lend him money. So he's taking his karka and selling it. So it takes time to sell. So finally, the third 30 days, we also don't go to his property yet. Because we say, oh, maybe he found somebody to buy, but the buyer doesn't have cash. So that's why we have 90 days. Lo asa, if after the 90 days where we were so down with Kavschus, he still didn't come to pay back his loan, Kasvinin Adrachta Nechsei, then we write an Adrachta, we write a Psak Din, giving the Mal their rights to go down to the Lovis property and to take it, to get it estimated for his property. Vahani Mili Damar Asina, and by the way, this is also, says the Gemara, only if he says, I'm planning to come. Aval Amar Lo Asina, if he says, I'm not coming, I'm not paying back, then we can skip the whole process. La alter kasvinan, so then we could do this right away. But vahani mili b'milveh, this is only by milveh where he should be able to get money right away, or say he's going to get. Aval b'pikadon, la alter kasvinan. But by pikadon, by milveh, you could have the holish tamute, and he doesn't have, and he's... But pikadon, where's the item? The item belongs to someone else. So la alter kasvinan, we write it right away. V'chi kasvinan, and these are all quoted in the Rambam, all of these limitations and exclusions. V'chi kasvinan amata amakarkoi, and we only write it for karka, avamataltali lo, dilma shamit va'achaluhu malve limataltali. Right, but it's only for karka, but by metaltalin, we don't write it because maybe it's going to be gone, but then it's going to be too late. Dilma shamit va'achaluhu malve limataltali, maybe the malve will take the metaltalin and use it. V'chiyasi love, umaisi sadi, and when the love comes and brings edim, umara leilishtara lo mishkach midi lemigve. The Malva wouldn't have anything to pay back. We gave him the lovis metaltalin, and now they're gone. V'chi yisle, the makarka, mikarkoi, lo malve kasvinan. But if the Malva has karka, it's okay, because it'll pay back karka to the Lova. And the Gemara then says Velohi, but really this is not true. Adrachta Matalti lo kasvina, you don't write any type of shtar lakicha on metaltalin. Avagav disle mikarkoi, chayshina shematachsif, even if there is karka. Why? Because we're worried, if he knows that this land is going to go back to the Lova, he'll just let it get ruined. And he won't take care of it. And maybe it'll be flooded. So therefore, we don't allow the Malvet to take that. Let's just finish so we could start with a new piece tomorrow. V'chi kasvinan adrachta, Bez Hashem, modi'inan le, v'hani, when we write the achrachta, obviously we publicize it, we want him to be able to come, v'hani mili demikrav, as long as he's close by, and he will be able to hear about it, avol mirchak lo, but if he's far away, then we wouldn't. V'chi mirchak, v'icha krovim, but if he has close relatives nearby, inami ika she'arasa, da'azli v'asu hasam, but if there are many people that go back and forth, so we give him a year so the caravans can come back and forth. Like Ravina did to him for a year, until they came from Bechozai. And the Gemara then says, it could be that in that case, it wasn't such a raya with Ravina. He was a strong man. They were worried about that case. If you would have given him an adrachta right away and given him the property of the love, you would never have gotten it out from him. What you would just do is give him a couple of days. You don't have to wait for such a long time. You send the shliach on Tuesday, he gets there on Wednesday, he comes back on Thursday, and Thursday is the day that you have the bezdin, and they can work it out then. Period. The Rambam summarizes all of these halachas. You're going to look at Hilchas Malveh and Perachah Beis. But he also adds in an element that's not in our Gemara. Im ta'an v'amar, shtar zesh neskayin v'nechem mizuyefu, v'ani avi raya v'avat lenu. Right, I'm going to bring a raya to say the shtar is forged. The Adai, the Makam Ploni, the Haim Ploni Ploni. And Reuben and Shimon, you know, they're in the other city. I'm going to bring them. So what should the Rambam say next, according to the Gemara? You give him the time. The Rambam adds in a phrase. Im nire l'dayanim sheyesh mamish bidvarav. If the dayanim think that he's telling the truth, they don't think he's pulling their leg. They don't think he's making up the whole story. So then, kovin lo zman l'avi edav. But if they think that this guy is making up the whole story, they have a feeling. that he's a liar. Ubitainas shel dofi. They feel that he's just making it up. Omrim lo shalem. You know what? Pay first, and then when you bring the eidim, we'll get it back for you. So that's a nafkamina. When do we, all these cases, we let him go without paying? But if the dayanim have a funny feeling about his claims, we don't say that, oh, you can't bring the eidim. Okay, fine. That's fine, but pay first. Pay first. Omrim lo shalem yacharkach. And then he says, and what if the malve is a strong man, and we think, but they also think that this guy's lying, give it to a third party. Give it to a third, make the guy pay, and don't give it to him, give it to a third party. And then he goes through all of the details about Adrachta and Achraza, the Chulu. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but that's an important hosafa of the Rambam. The Tosfos here also in Mekayim discusses Kiyum Shtaros is only Drabanan. With that, say you do need the Baal Din, not need the Baal Din. Either way, we'll stop here.